Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 7. Romans, chapter 7. We'll read verses 15 through 25 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Romans, chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If I then do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that I, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And let's finish on verse 25 together. Ready? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. And Lord, thank you for the vision of our preacher. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with our church as we enter into waters that we've uncharted before. Pray that you help our preacher, fill him with your power. Lord, may we as a people get behind him and behind you and do that which we should do, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
The sermon tonight actually comes from some of my personal thoughts. There are certain things that I do to try to keep myself doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm just like you. There are times when I face issues of life and a part of me doesn't want to do what I'm supposed to do. I began to analyze myself. I began to ask, how have I, and I know, of course, by the mercy and the grace of God, I have made it to this point in my life. I've been preaching the gospel for over 30 years. I began to ask myself, what do I do to help contribute to that ongoing ministry? I hope, I know that what I want to say will help you. I just hope that I can say it in such a way that you'll understand it. I call the sermon, Do It While You're Strong. Do it while you're strong. Romans 7:15 said, For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Here, the Apostle Paul said, The things I don't want to do, I do. And the things I want to do, I don't do. He actually said in verse 18, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He asked the question there, how to perform that which is good. Now, Paul almost makes it sound like he always failed. If you read that and you didn't know the rest of Paul's life, you'd say, this guy didn't do very well. But wait a minute, that's not so. He did many great things. I think other than Jesus Christ, Paul was the greatest Christian in the New Testament. I believe Moses was the greatest Christian in the Old Testament. And I believe Paul, humanly speaking, was the greatest Christian in the New Testament. Paul was used by God to pen 14 books of the New Testament. I think I know how Paul did perform this thing of being faithful and becoming a great Christian. I'll tell you a story. You've heard me allude to it before. I was teaching an adult Sunday school class. I had a Sunday school class that Brother Nash named his class after. I had a class of young married couples. It was called the Sweetheart Couples class. And I had promised them, I said, if we will reach a certain goal in class, I promised that I would bungee jump. Oh, they so easily and suddenly reached their goal. And I had made that stupid promise to bungee jump. I made the promise to bungee jump when I was feeling brave, confident, and unafraid. Now, just so you know, I'm afraid of heights. You say, but you fly every week. Yes, I know I do. I know I fly every week. And I'm not real thrilled about being 35,000 feet above the earth. You say, but Brother Owens, you're safer on an airplane than here on the ground. You can have an accident. Yeah, but down here, when you have an accident, you may be going 50 miles an hour. Do you have any idea how fast you go when you fall from 35,000 feet? Do you have any idea how much good the airbag does you at that point? I realized that, but I'd made this promise. I'm going to bungee jump if they reach their goal. I made the promise. I was feeling brave. I was confident. I was unafraid. Now, do you know you couldn't? Did you know you can't bungee jump gradually? When it was time for me to make that jump, I was petrified. I did not want to jump. They put that rubber band around my ankles. They made me sign a form saying I would not sue them if I was killed in this process. They posted the statistics of how many people die by bungee jumping and that the company does not take responsibility. I had to sign a waiver that said I didn't have heart problems, back problems, arm problems, leg problems, any kind of problems. And there I was. I was standing up there a million miles in the sky with a rubber band around my ankles, and I was going to jump off head first. Now, if you would have asked me to make the promise on top of the platform, I would have said, no way, Jose. I speak Spanish. I say, no way, Jose. I made the promise when I was stable, strong, locked down on the ground. Now, that's the same way I make a lot of decisions in my life. Tonight, I want to teach you. I want to say to you, do it while you're strong. Make spiritual decisions when you're spiritually strong. See, I would have never made the promise to bungee jump up on top of the high tower when I was petrified. I made the promise when I was not afraid. When I was strong and confident and standing on solid ground, I made the decision and then I carried through when the tough time came on the top of the platform. And the only reason I jumped when I was fearful is because I had promised. I promised I would. Now I needed to keep the promise I had made when I was strong and not afraid. Paul was a successful Christian. He too decided that he would, when he was strong, he would decide to do the right things. Then when he was weak, he obeyed the decision he made in his strength. We should all follow that advice. Let your strong, good decisions carry you through your weak moments. Now, please stay with me. It won't take long, but I want you to get this. It's so important to you. You see, I believe the great people in the Bible made strong decisions while they were strong, and they carried them through the times of testing and the weak moments in their life. For instance, Daniel decided to serve God before the lion's den while he was strong. And then he didn't change his decision in the lion's den. But folks, a lion's den could weaken your decision making. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided to serve God before the fiery furnace and while they were strong, and then didn't change their decision in the furnace. And let me tell you something. A burning fiery furnace is enough to get you to change your mind about what you're going to do. Noah decided to serve God before the flood while he was strong, and he didn't change his mind in the flood. And folks, a worldwide flood is enough to cause you to waver in your decision making. Peter decided to serve God before he was put in prison, while he was strong, and then didn't change his decision once he was in prison. And once you get in prison, you're liable to waver. But Peter looked back to the decision he made before he went to prison and stuck to it. John the Baptist decided to serve God before he was threatened with the guillotine. And while he was strong, and he didn't change that decision as they were cutting off his head. And folks, a guillotine could influence your decision. Joseph of old decided to serve God before he was placed into Potiphar's prison and while he was strong. And he didn't change that decision when he was falsely accused of rape and then put into prison. And I'll tell you, a false accusation might be just enough to make you waver on what you're going to do today. See, decide while you're strong to do good and do it. Decide while you're strong to stop doing the bad in life and then do it. But then when weakness comes, don't rethink your good decisions that were made while you were strong. John the Beloved decided to serve God while he was strong and before he was boiled in oil and exiled to the Isle of Patmos. And while he was in the cauldron of oil, he did not rethink the decision in the moment of weakness that was made back when he was strong. I decided to get married and stay married when I was spiritually strong. And when the weak times come, I have not changed my mind. You see, my flesh and my self-centeredness could tend to weaken my decision. But I made a decision at the wedding altar. It was forever. And I will not let the weaknesses of today steal the strength of yesterday's decision. Job decided to serve God when he was strong and before Satan attacked him. And he didn't change that decision when everything in his life was dying and falling apart. Now, let me tell you something. It's a good thing Job had made an advanced, strong decision because all hell cut loose against him. And in his weakness, he wouldn't have made the right decision. But he made the decision in his strength. And when the hard time came, he did not rethink it. In the weak time, he stuck with his strong decision. The great people of the Bible made their best decisions when they were on top side and spiritual, then stayed with those strong decisions in their weak times. So, I see the Bible greats made strong decisions while they were strong. Let me go on. Number two, make decisions about good things while you're strong. Putting the good things in your life while you're strong. Matthew chapter 8, verse 19, 20, 21, and 22, it says this, "And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." You see, a man wanted to be a disciple. Jesus told him, "I don't think it's wise for you to walk away and go bury the dead. You better stay right here and make your decision to serve me right now." See, Jesus knew that this man would not become a disciple if he walked away from that moment of strength. He would probably never see him again. He was saying, make the good decisions while you're strong. Make them when you're closest to Jesus Christ. Hey, make them when you're thinking spiritually right, then stick with them when you're spiritually wrong. Promise God you'll tithe when you're spiritually strong. Then keep your strong tithing promise in the weak moments of life. Promise God you'll be morally pure when you're spiritually strong. Then keep your strong promise to God when you're morally weak. Make spiritual commitments while you're spiritual and then keep them while you're carnal. There's some of you, what you need to do is make the strong decisions of life while you're right with God. And then when you begin to slip, don't rethink your decisions. Look back and say, this is what I decided when I was right with God. I'm not changing it now. I made a decision. I decided that when speaking engagements are offered to me across the country on Sundays or Wednesday nights, that I would not take them. I made that decision when I was in my right spiritual mind. This is my church. I want to be at my church. I made that decision while I was strong. Many offers come for me to travel. People, pastors want me to come on Sundays and help their churches. And I always say, I can't do that. Made a decision a long time ago. I'm not going to do that. Now, if I'm not careful, though, if I don't stick with that strong decision, I could make a weaker decision and I think I'd mess up my church. I made the decision while I was strong. Now I stick with the decision. It was the right decision. It was a good decision. I'm not going to rethink it. You take soul winning. If God tells you to witness to someone, I'd probably do it while you're strong. But because if you walk away, it'll probably turn into disobedience. Some of you need to decide to never miss church while you're strong. Because I'll assure you the weak moment is going to come when all the excuses in the world are going to come at you. And you're going to say, well, I guess I could justify this or justify that. Or I could miss because of this and I could miss because of that. If I were you, I'd decide I wouldn't miss church unless I'm just half dead and I can't get in here. I will be there and never rethink it. Never rethink it. Never revisit it. Why? Make strong decisions about doing good while you're strong. And then stick with them when you're weak. You know, the children of Israel were given manna to eat. It was fresh every morning. They couldn't store it. They couldn't store up any for the next day. And God was saying to them, this is going to rot if you don't use it when it's available. He was saying, let it strengthen you now. Tomorrow, it will hurt you. And when God gives you spiritual strength, I'm recommending you use it right then. If God gives you spiritual strength and you look at something that ought to be placed into your life and it's good, add it right then and say, okay, I'm strong enough and I'm going to do this and I plan to live this way. And then from that point on, when you get to second guessing yourself, look back to that spiritual moment and say, I made a strong, good decision. I'm not rethinking it because some adversity has come my way. Make your marriage vows while you're spiritually strong, then keep your strong promise when the weak times come at you. Y'all remember what you promised? For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. You know what you need to do? You need to remember your promise and just keep your promise. Do the right thing. You made that decision when you were strong. Now keep it while you're weak. Make good decisions about doing good things while you're strong and don't rethink them. And so, here's what I've told you. I think the great people in the Bible made strong decisions while they were spiritually strong. They didn't rethink them when they were facing a battle. They didn't rethink them when adversity came. They stuck with the good, strong decision. I think you and I ought to add good to our life while we're strong and keep that good there in the weak times. Thirdly, make decisions about the bad things that shouldn't be in your life while you're strong. I say, make decisions about the bad things that should not be in your life. And you make that decision while you're spiritually strong. Hey, I tell you something. I tell people that are struggling with pornography, you throw it away while you're strong because there's coming a weak moment very quickly. Get rid of it right now. Throw it away right now. Get it out of your life right now while you're strong. Because anybody that has ever tampered with it knows if you don't get rid of it now, if you don't attack it now, if you don't do it right now while the conviction's there and the courage is there, the devil has a way of pushing that back into your life. And you'll suddenly say, maybe another time. You'll procrastinate yourself right back into a moral mess. So make decisions about bad things while you're strong and make them strong decisions. We here at the church, we had a time where we preached to the teenagers and I even preached one time here at the church to the church in general. We had a burn afterwards. I remember back, y'all remember, I preached on music for many, many weeks in a row. We told everybody, you need to bring in all your bad, filthy CDs and we're going to burn them all. And I'll tell you something. You have got to make sure that when you're under conviction and you know it's wrong and you see it clearly, act on it, jump on it, douse it, get it out of your life. Because if you don't do it while you're strong, your weak moment's coming. And if you don't take care of it right now, by the time Monday hits after a Sunday sermon, you'll be right back at it, justifying it and allowing it. Get on that thing while you're strong. Take care of it while you're strong. We had a burn so that people that want to get rid of their music could get rid of it right away. Get rid of it right away. See, don't wait to take the bad out of your life. You'll be weak again soon. You may never remove it. Do it while you're strong. Remove the bad quickly. Attack the bad while you have courage. I'm glad many times in my life, God spoke to me about something and I jumped right on. I said, I better take care of that. Because within days, a part of me was saying, you know what? I don't know if I really want to give this bad thing up. But I remember I was right with God when I gave it up. God had spoken to my heart. I knew the Holy Spirit had spoken to me. And I did not rethink it. I did the strong thing at the strong moment. And I didn't rethink it at my weak moment. You see, we're to make good decisions about the good things in our life when we're strong. Then don't rethink it. We're to make the decisions about taking the bad out of our life when we're strong. And then when we're weak, don't rethink it. I'll tell you something. When God, whether God convicts you or not, you ought to get the rock music out of your life. But I'll tell you something. When He does convict you, you better get rid of it all. You better get it as far away from you as fast as you can. Because by the next morning, you'll be justifying going right back to it. And you'll never conquer it unless you act upon it while you're strong. Bad friendships. When God speaks to you about eliminating a bad friendship, eliminate it immediately while you're strong. The bad plans of life, cancel them while you're strong. Because weak times will soon come again. See, I've seen the Bible greats. I think they made their strong decisions while they were spiritually strong. And when the tough times came, they did not rethink it. Make good decisions about doing good while you're strong. And make good decisions about removing bad from your life while you're strong. Now, here's the key. Make the decision not to change your strong decisions when you're weak. Make the decision to not change your strong decisions when you're weak. Paul knew he would go through weak times. He said that. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. Look, folks, no weak times will come again. Plan for them now. Don't let the weak times surprise you. See, I have a weak time plan. You say, what is it? My weak time plan is to not change the decisions about bad or good that I made when I was strong. Everybody's going to face the weak time. Everybody's going to face the downtime. Everybody's going to face the attack of the devil, adversity, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, you better prepare yourself now to face it. You say, how do I prepare myself? While you are spiritually strong, make strong decisions and give yourself strong conviction and give yourself strong Bible belief. And then when things start falling apart, do not rethink it. Hang on to the decision you made when you were right with God. There are some that get backslidden and you never see them again. There are some that get backslidden and somehow they make it back. Why? They were hanging on to a belief even though they had gotten away from God. It's like this. Don't undo in doubt what you did in faith. Don't undo in weakness what you did in strength. Don't undo in the flesh what you did when you were in the Spirit. Don't rethink while you're hurt what you had decided while you were healthy. Don't undo on a bad day what you did on a good day. Don't undo while tempted what you did when you were not being tempted. Don't undo when backslidden what you did when you were not backslidden. Don't undo in pride what you had done for God in humility. Don't undo when away from God what you did when you were close to God. There are some of you were very close to God at one point in your life and you made some decisions and hardship has come and weakness has come and you are rethinking those decisions. You are going to send yourself into a perpetual backsliding and you'll never get this thing together. Think back to when you were most spiritual. Go back there. Hang on to those decisions. Do not rethink them. Your mind's not working right. Your spiritual perception is not right. Go back to when it was right. Go back to when you were right with God and say, when I was right with God, I decided this. I'm not changing my mind. Don't undo while no longer soul winning what you did when you used to be a soul winner. Don't undo while you're not reading your Bible what you did when you were reading your Bible. Don't undo with a bad attitude what you did when you had a good attitude. Everybody goes through the weak times. The difference is, when some go through the weak times, they rethink. They start changing their mind about what they believe, that for which they stand. That, and if you do that, your spiritual mind's not working right. You're weak. You're at a weak point. You're in the lion's den. You're going through a flood. You're going through a heartache. You're confused. Go back to when you weren't in the lion's den. Go back to when you weren't confused. And look back and say, you know what? A long time ago, I decided the King James Bible was the Word of God. I'm not going to rethink this. A long time ago, I decided soul winning was the right way. I am not going to rethink this. A long time ago, I decided that I wanted my family to be separate from the world. I'm not going to rethink this. I may be going through a tough time right now, but I am not going to start making decisions with a broken mind. I'm not going to make spiritual decisions with a broken spirituality. I've got to keep, you say, well, how do I know what to do? Go back to when you were strongest and do what you decided to do back then. Remember, don't undo with a bad attitude what you did when you had a good attitude. If you're not saved tonight, I'd recommend that you get saved tonight. Every time you walk away from it, it gets harder to do. You see, I'd like to last a long time. I'd like to serve God faithfully and with intensity all the way to the end. So what I do, when I'm right with God, I'm making strong decisions left and right. I'm deciding I'm never going to do this. I'm deciding I've got to do this. I'm deciding I'm dedicated. I'm deciding all those things while I'm right with God, because I know what's going to happen. The weak time is coming again. And I've got to make decisions while I'm strong. And when the weak time comes, I don't make decisions. I look back to the decisions I made while I was strong. And I say, I'm not going to rethink this thing. I'm not going to revisit it. I know that is right. It was right when I was strong. And I'm not going to let this weak moment steal my Christianity. And somehow, that's pulled me out through all these years. You say, Brother Owens, you ever tempted to quit? Uh-huh. Oh, tempted to stop preaching? Why didn't you? I made a decision when I was a teenage boy. If I was getting in this thing, I was getting in all the way to the end. Amen. So what do you do when you're depressed? I say, well, can't quit. Decided a long time ago, wouldn't. I guess I got to work my way out of this thing.
Yes, sir.
I've been offered jobs in a secular arena. I could make millions of dollars. I had a man say to me, I want to turn all my businesses over to you. He said, I think you could build my businesses. I think I could help you make lots of money. I said, boy, would I like to do that? He said, you would? I said, yeah. He said, well, what do you think? I said, I can't. He said, why? I said, decided a long time ago I couldn't. He said, you didn't even know me a long time ago. I know. I said, about a new God a long time ago. I decided way back then, no matter what anybody offered me, you can't buy me. I'm going to be in the ministry. Sorry. He said, you're not even going to think about it? I said, I thought about it a long time ago. It sounds simple, and it is. Some of you are messing up because you're rethinking during the storm. I don't rethink during the storm. You've watched me go through storms. I don't rethink during storms. I keep pointing back to the decision I made. It'll get me through this thing. When I was strong, when I had a little courage and backbone and I was close to God, I made right decisions. I'm not going to rethink it while I'm bleeding and while I'm mad or while I'm upset or while I feel cheated or while, while I'm being hurt. I'm not rethinking it. I'm going to keep doing right, not on the basis of what's happening to me today, but on the basis of what I decided when I was closest to God. Do it while you're strong. Then stick with it while you're weak. That'll keep you going. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, such a simple truth, and I'm sure I fouled it up in its delivery, but somehow, God, sort through it in the minds of the people, and if just one would grasp it, just one would stop rethinking decisions at this time in their life and go back to the most spiritual days and keep the commitments of those days, that will keep them right with you. Some, while they're strong, Lord, help them to make those spiritual decisions now, because it won't be long. They'll be facing weakness, and then help them to stick with it in the weak days. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, may I ask, if you're not saved, that you would come tonight and trust Christ as Savior. The altar will be open if you're not saved. You come and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Let me ask some Christians tonight. Is it possible that somehow God has taken these words tonight and encouraged your heart to where you say, you know what? That's what I need. I need not to be rethinking some things. I'm going through some tough times. And I've got to stay on target. I've got to do that. And I don't want to mess up my now because it's a little confusing right now. Hey, then think back to your most spiritual days. And what did you tell God? And how did you live? And what decisions did you make? And go right back to those. They're safe. They were safe for then. They're safe for now. Who would say, God has spoken to my heart tonight in a special way? Would you raise your hands or hands up all over the place? God bless you. You may put your hands down if you need the altar. You come. I'll ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet.